Much more music just for you. It's Here with Alex Boyd.
Oh,
the memories.
I remember that jingle, Alex Boyd.
So do I. And the scariest thing is, I don't have a copy of that jingle.
Ah, well, listen, we can arrange that. We can arrange that for a small fee.
I was going to say, if you can give me a nod, I've got my cassette player on record and play, and I've got the pause button ready just to tape it off the radio if you play it again.
Now, in the 90s, Alex Boyd, Radio Borders was yours. You were on it every day.
I wasn't there right at the very beginning, but I think it was 2 or 3 years down the line before I started coming down. I was coming down at the weekends to do Best of the Borders. Then there was drive time between four... No. Firstly, when I... See, I'm getting all confused.
Mm.
Firstly, it was mid-mornings.
That's right.
10 till 2.
I really liked that show. It was really good.
The topical tabloid tune.
Yes.
Those were... with people like... Tucker McCall was the guy who would call in every day with about 24 brilliant suggestions. It was where we had to tie up a song with a story that was in the tabloid papers. And he would come up with 24 brilliant suggestions on a daily basis. We had that then. After the mid-morning show, it was drive time for a few years.
And the whole time you were on drive time, you had that competition called Beat the Beat.
Beat the Beat.
I'm almost certain from the day you started, you didn't give any of the CDs away because it was so difficult. I think we got up to about 400-odd CDs at one point.
A guy called Simon in Grant's House, I'm sure, was the winner of the big jackpot. Can you remember what the song was?
No, I can't. I was hoping you're going to remember what the song was.
Now, this is off the top of my head, and I think it might have been Escape by Rupert Holmes.
Oh.
You know, the...
Right. Keith is nodding in approval here. Was it, Keith?
I think it was.
Was it? Yeah. It used to annoy the living daylights out of most of the Radio Borders listeners and most of the staff as well.
And I remember when we were trying to get rid of those 400 or 500 CDs, I remember one evening we opened up the phone lines after the 6 o'clock news, between 6 and 7, and for a solid hour just took guesses on Beat the Beat.
I remember that.
And that line was jammed for the whole hour. Unbelievable. And I think that's my abiding memory of Radio Borders, is the support that you got from the listener, the feeling that you were part of the listener's life, and just the fact that Radio Borders connect with the listeners. That winter, was it 99, 2000, something like that?
Yes,
That was a great example of how the listener was able to connect with Radio Borders and Radio Borders with the listener. You know, the listeners were keeping us updated with things, and we were able to pass that information back on. You know, that's, in my mind, what it's all about.
Well, listen, it's been brilliant to catch up, Alex.
Likewise. I'm very honoured and privileged to be allowed back on the Radio Borders Wireless for this special day, 25 years. Happy birthday.